Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Samachay. We're holding 2, 4, 6, 7 lines from the top of the Omid, in the middle of the line where it says Tnan Reb Yehuda Oimer Thomas. The Gemara is bringing yet another raya to Reb Yochanan in the machlokes that we had yesterday and the day before, in the machlokes between Rav and Reb Yochanan. What was the machlokes Rav and Reb Yochanan? We go back to the Mishnah, back on Samach Beis Omid Aleph. You'll see the Mishnah talking about a situation where they already made a hagrola on Yom Kippur for the two Se'irim, one Echav Hashem and one La'azazel. And unfortunately, one of the two animals expired. And as a result, we have to do a brand new hagrola. And as a result of the new hagrola, we're going to have three animals. We can have the remaining one from the first zuk, and we're going to have two more from the second zuk. So what does it say in our Mishnah? If you look at the fifth line from the bottom of the Amud, on Samach Beis Amud Aleph, it says, Vasheni, Yirat Shiyastayv, V'imach Aviv L'davah L'nadavah, Shein Chatasi B'meisah. We're going to use one. Well, let's talk a simple case. Let's assume that it was the Azazel that died, and now we have the remaining Lashem, and we have, as a result of the Hagrola, two new ones: one Lazazel and one Lashem. So one that's Lazazel just replaces the dead Lazazel. So that's an easy one. What do we do now with the two Lashems? So the Mishnah says, bring one of them Lashem. Vasheni, and the second one, Yirat Shiyastayv, that will go L'Rai. L'Rai means that you wait until it gets, it will graze until it gets a mo. But the question is, which one is the one that you're going to go and bring L'Hashem, and which one is going to be the Sheni that goes L'Rai? And that was a machloikis between Rav and Rav Yoicha. So now the Tanakhama says that the one that you're not going to use will go L'Rai. Again, L'Rai means to graze until it gets a mum, and you use it for a Nadova. Rabbi Yehuda, skipping a line, says, Tomus, that extra one, the Sheni, is going to go L'Misa. Rabbi Yehuda, not only in the case where one of the two animals died, but what happens if Nishbach Adam? What happens if the blood spilled out? Can't use the dam anymore. See, Yomus Mishtalech, then the Mishtalech will go L'Misa and bring a brand new set. And similarly, Mesa Mishtalech, Yishbach Adam. And again, you have to make a new agrola to bring two new animals on the scene. So, when it says the Mishnah Vasheni Yira, and according to Yehuda, the Sheni goes L'Misa, the question is, which Sheni are we referring to? So, if we go back to Samach Zalid Omid Aleph, yesterday's Gemara, we had at the top of the Omid, five lines from the top, Omarav Sheni Shebezug Rishon Yikrav. Sheni Shebezug Sheni Yira. When it says in the Mishnah that the Sheni goes L'Raya, we're talking about the Sheni Shebezug Sheni. In other words, the remaining animal of the first set, use it. There's nothing wrong with that animal. And I could have used it all along. But since it's a mitzvah hagrola, and a grola is ma'akev, I got to make a new hagrola. But I don't need a new lashem. I already have one lashem. So use that. Moreover, Rav says that bali chayim ain't nidachem. Even though this bal chai, you put it on hold for a minute or two, or 5 minutes, or an hour, until the new hagrola, but fine, so it's suspended temporarily, but then it gets fully reinstated as a result of the new hagrola. Therefore, Rav says, you use the first one. Why don't you go and say, use eeny, meeny, miny, mo, the first one or the second one, what difference does it make? And the Gemara said on the bottom of the Yom, because Rav holds like Rav Yossi, in the case of Karban Pesach, that if you have a choice between two, mitzvah barisha, and you always take the first one. That was Rav. Now, Rav Yochanan says just the opposite. That bali chayim nidachim, and therefore, just like I can no longer use the la'azazel because the la'azazel died, I can no longer use the bal chayim because bali chayim nidachim. Therefore, I'm going to have to go and use both animals of the second set. What am I going to do with the sheni shebezug rishoyin? That'll go l'raya. That's the one that'll go l'raya that we have in the Mishnah, because the Balchai is Nidra, I cannot use it. Fine, that's Machlekes Rav and Rav Yochanan. Getting back to our Gemara now, Samachei Omer Aleph Tanan, Rav Yehuda Oimer, Tomus. Tomus means that the animal which we're not going to use will not go L'Raya, it's going to go L'Misa. So let's analyze according to each of the 2 days of Rav and Rav Yochanan. In Bishlam Rav Yochanan the Omar Sheni Shebezug Rishon Yira is Rav Yehuda Yomus. According to Rav Yochanan, that says the Sheni Shebezug Rishon is Yira. What does that mean? Sheni Shebezug Rishon Yira. That means the remaining one of the first set goes L'Raya. The Rav Yehuda, it goes L'Misa. And what's the reason in both cases of the Tanakam and the Yehuda, because the Rai and the Misa, because the Yochanan Lishitosa that holds Baalei Chaim Nidochim, so I cannot use the Sheni Shebezug Rishon. So Tanakam for the Rai, Rabbi Yehuda the Misa. What do we do now in terms of the Yom Kippur Avoida? Miskapra b'Sheni Shebezug Sheni. Very simple. I meet a new Hagrola. I have my new Lazozel. I have my new Sor Lashem, and everything was wonderful. El Rav the Omar Sheni Shebezug Sheni Yira. According to Rav that understands the Mishnah differently, he says that the remaining Sheni Shebezug Rishon, bring it for a carbon, that's fine. Which one is going to go L'Raya? It's the Sheni Shebezug Sheni is going to go L'Raya. Okay. So the Choyer, what does Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda says, on that very case, Rabbi Yehuda says, Yomus. So the Sheni Shebezug Sheni is Yomus, according to Rav, that we're going to try to use the remaining animal from the Zug Rishon. But there's a problem. Rabbi Yehuda, my Miskaper, my Mechaper, according to Rabbi Yehuda, what are we going to use now for a Kapara? What does that mean? We concluded that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Baalei Chaim are Nidochim. Where did we conclude Rabbi Yehuda holds Baalei Chaim Nidochim? That was in yesterday's Gemara. If you go back to Samach Dalid Omid days, the Gemara brought Tanan, almost halfway down. Tanan, the Oidam Rabbi Yehuda. Vishbach Adam Yom Se Mishtaleach. Meisa Mishtaleach Yishbach Adam. Vishlam Rabbi Yochanan the Omer Baalei Chaim Nidochim. Shem Hochi Yom. Yom Se Mishtaleach. And the Rav the Omer Baalei Chaim Ein Nidochim Amai Yom Se Mishtaleach. According to the Rav that holds Baalei Chaim Ein Nidochim. Why does the Mishtaleach call him Misa? Omelok Rav. I'm not talking according to Yehuda. Avada according to Yehuda, the halacha is that Baalei Chaim are nidachim. I'm only arguing a libid rabban. So getting back to our Gemara now, come to Chois. Rav learns pshat in the ratio of the Mishnah when the Tanakhama says that the Sheni goes L'Raya. He says, which Sheni? The Sheni Shebezug. Sheni goes L'Raya. And Rabbi Yehuda said, no, it doesn't go L'Raya, it goes L'Misa. Okay, he said, then the Sheni Shebezug Sheni goes either L'Raya or L'Misa. Fine, so which one am I going to use to be Mechaper now? The Sheni Shebezug Rishon. The problem is, that's good according to the Tanakhama. That's not good according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda my Mechaper, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, he holds that the Sheni Shebezug Rishon is Baalei Chaim Nidochim. So I cannot use the Sheni Shebezug Rishon. I'm going to bring the Misa, the Sheni Shebezug Sheni. So then I'm stuck. I don't have either carbon to go and bring now. I don't have either soy to bring for a carbon. Izoch Shveh. Evening Mar Misavis of Yudah Sheni Shebezug Sheni Koi. Rabbi Yehuda Sheni Shebezug Rishon Koi. When Rabbi Yehuda says in the Mishnah that it goes L'Misa, according to Rav, he's not referring to the same Soir that the Tanakhama says goes L'Raya. According to Rav, the Tanakhama, when he says goes L'Raya, which one goes L'Raya? The Sheni Shebezug Sheni. Because according to Tanakhama, I'm using the Sheni Shebezug Rishon. After all, Rav holds like Rabbi Yossi, and therefore Mitzvah Rishon. Which one goes L'Raya? The Sheni Shebezug Sheni. When Rabbi Yehuda says Tomus, he's not talking about the Sheni Shebezug Sheni. He's talking about the Sheni Shebezug Rishon. Why does he say that the Sheni Shebezug Rishon goes L'Misa? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds Baalei Chaim Nidochim. So therefore, I'm for enter the kasha according to Rav.
The Mishnah is so quick when he says Tomus. It sounds like he's saying on the exact same thing you're saying, Lulariah, I say Tomus.
Mm-hmm.
It's
that was the Gemara's kasha. Exactly right.
And it's a misapprehension to say it's all right.
It's not an easy pshat, but that's a pshat I have to say according to Rav. The Ikka the Gamoisim Hachi. Others start of the kasha Pung Faket, and they bring a right to Rav, a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. And when we say that Ikka the Gamoisim Hachi, this is on the Oid Amr Bihuda. In other words, this is not another version of what we were just learning, but yesterday's blot will be quoted it quickly on Samach Zalat Amid Beis, where it says Tanan Ba'oid Amr Rabbi Yehuda, again almost halfway down. Here's another version of Ikad Gamoyis of Hachi Ba'oid Amr Rabbi Yehuda Nishbach Adam Yomis Hamishtalech Meis Hamishtalech Yishbach Adam. After we had the initial machlokes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda regarding one of the two animals expiring, dying, now we're going to talk about not an animal dying, we're going to talk about Nishbach Adam or Meis Hamishtalech. So what does Rabbi Yehuda say at the end of the Mishnah? Oh, Rabbi Yehuda, I have something to add, Rabbi said. Nishbach Adam, if the dam spilled out, Yomis Hamishtalech. Go and take the remaining animal, the Mishtalech, and take a Lamisa. Why do I take the animal Lamisa? Because that's Rabbi Yehuda Lishitosei. Rabbi Yehuda holds, like Rabbi Yochanan says, that Bale Chayim Nidochim, since I'm pushing away the Mishtalech because of the fact that it doesn't have its partner anymore, you can't use it. Yomis Hamishtalech. On the other hand, Meis Mishtalech, if the Mishtalech died, then Yishbach Adam. If the dam is already bekois of the Sor Lashem, pour it out. This is not only according to Yehuda, but everybody would hold this because the whole machloikis of Nidochim and not is by Balei Chayim Nidochim. By Shchutin, once it's already Yishocht, and everybody holds Yishbach Adam, that it's Nidchas. So Zok Timar, Vishlem Lerab, Reisha Pligi Bechatas Tzibur, the Sefer Pligi Bebalei Chayim. What the Gemara is saying now is that according to Rav, it's very good that Rabbi Yehuda added on this the oid. Why is it so good? Because in fact there are two machloikas in our Mishnah. What are the two machloikas in? Machloikas number one is that the Tanakhama says that when I have one of the animals that's going to be rejected, it's going to go l'raya. It's not going to go l'misa. Ein bali chayim. I'm sorry, because ein chatzisibra mesa. Since ein chatzisibra mesa, it goes to Raya. What does Rabbi Yehuda say? No, chatzisibra yom mesa, and therefore it goes to Misa. So that's one machlek, and that's crystal clear, as the Mishnah enunciated at the beginning, meaning before we got to the oid, the Tanakhama said Raya says Rabbi Yehuda no the Misa. The Sefer, what is the oid come to tell you? That pligu balechayim, they're also arguing legavi balechayim nidochem or not nidochem. Where the Tanakhama says, which one am I going to bring for a new carbon? Now that I have two lashems, I'm going to go and bring the first one. Why am I going to bring the first one? Because ein balechayim nidochem. Since ein balechayim nidochem, don't go and bring the sheni shebizuk sheni. Bring the sheni shebizuk rishon, because mitzvah rishon, like Rabbi Yossi says by Karban Pesach, like Brother Shai said before. So therefore, we have a very clear understanding of what the Tanakhama says according to Rav, that the zug, the sheni shebizuk rishon, will be brought for a karban, and which one is going to go the misa or the rai according to Tanakhama, it's going to be the sheni shebizuk sheni. What does Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda says, no, balechayim nidochim. And I disagree with the Rabbanan. And in fact, we're not going to use the sheni shebizuk rishon. The sheni shebizuk rishon is going to go the misa. If I had, for instance, blood spilled out and I have a azazel remaining, go and unfortunately azazel has to go the misa. Why doesn't Rav always hold that ain balechayim nidochim? That's what Rav holds. But Rav agrees that Rabbi Yehuda holds that balechayim are nidochim, not like the Tanakhama. Tanakhama, according to Rav, holds ein balechayim nidochim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rav, holds balechayim nidochim. So therefore, I have a second machlokes, which the ve'oid comes to reflect. So it's very good that Rabbi Yehuda added this ve'oid to let us know what his views are legavi balechayim nidochim or not. And Rabbi Yochanan, my ve'oid, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that was. There is no machloikis lagabi bali chayim nidochem or loy nidochem. Because according to Rabbi Yochanan, both of them hold the bali chayim nidochem. The only machloikis is, what are we going to do with that nidche? Are we going to go l'raya or are we going to go l'misa? So I don't need the ba'oy. My ba'oy, the markash, stakashver. In other words, this diuk that you're making for the Mishnah is a good diuk alibe de Rav, a bissel shver on Rabbi Yochanan. Sinish gefährlich, because already yesterday we said that the Masisin is kavasi de Rav. Back on Samach Dal and Amid Beis, we started off the top of the Amid, Amid Rava, take Masisin kavasi. kavasi de rav. Who brisa kavasi de rabbi Yochanan. So avada ar mishnah taka meduyak hativ like rav, that there's a double machlokes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda, and that's why he needs a v'oy. Kunt rabbi Yochanan taka misle shver. But it's not chiyuf to the rabbi Yochanan, because rabbi Yochanan says, but I have a b'peimish of brisa that learns like me, not like the mishnah. And this, with that, we've concluded the shtickle, and we continue on right to explore further into the Oid Amar Bihuda. The Oid Amar Bihuda and
the
yes?
The searches of the ghost of Azazel. Mm-hmm. So that, if that's an itka, that's considered a carbon seeper, part of Bihuda, and therefore it's Yisek ghost. Because why was the Shir Lashem died, brought in that yet between another
place in
chair? You bring one, so you have one Azazel, one two. Mm-hmm. The Shem.
Right.
So, but the Korach of Yehuda, the one that goes to the veil, that's also goes to Misa.
Correct.
Not Yira.
Not Yira, that you said. Correct.
But why does it go to Misa? It's not a carbon seymour. It's not a chattis. Is it considered a chattis? And it's a chattis Misa.
And the answer is yes, it's considered to be a chattis. It's not your typical chatzis that you bring inside the base. Maybe it's a chatzis Hashem that it's mechaper by going off the cliff.
Ironically, according to Tanakama, the Azazel gets a reprieve. He gets a stay of sentence. Mm-hmm. He's about to be pushed over the cliff that day. If he's Yira, he has Zombie Hashember. Ironically, if it's Nishbach Adam, whatever, but according to the idea of the Yira, it's an extension. It's instead of either he's locked up, or going to Bermuda, or he gets a nice retirement.
Nice retirement, yeah, permanent retirement. Good. Shalom Aleichem. My shvugger Reb Shloim is here. Sometimes we see him on Zoom, but Baruch Hashem he's here. And we announce that the learning is Shem Neschis for Lima Bas Ruchel Zomarafi Shloim. And now in the middle of Samach Hei Omer Aleph, where the Gemara begins, V'oid Omer Bihuda Nishbach Adam Yomas HaMishtalech. Zok the Gemara. Lishloim and Nishbach Adam Yomas HaMishtalech, Da'kati Lu'is Abin Mitzvose. I can understand why when the dam poured out, now the Yomas HaMishtalech, like Rabbi Yehuda holds, that Bale Chaim Nidochim, so therefore the Mishtalech goes Lamisa. I understand why, Da'kati Lu'is Abin Mitzvose. Because the mitzvah of dam has not been completed yet. And since it hasn't been completed yet, I'm going to have to take a brand new soyer, and I'm going to have to make a brand new hagrola. And if you hold Balei Chaim Nidochen, so what am I going to do with the old soyer hamishtalech? It goes lemisa. So that's understandable. But the other way around, lemisa hamishtalech, amay yishbach adam, ho yis'aben le'mitzvosei. If the Mishtalech dies, why do you have to pour out the dam? L'chor, the mitzvah has already been accomplished. What does he mean the mitzvah has been accomplished? So Rashi says what the mitzvah has been accomplished is, when you think about it, by the Soir, the Azazel, the Soir HaMishtalech, there are three mitzvahs, if you will. Mitzvah number one is they have to do Hagrola to designate which one of the two is the Mishtalech. Mitzvah number two is the Kohen Gadol has to say a Vidui on the Sora Mishtaleach to go Mechaper on Shar Averois for Klal Yisrael. And then mitzvah number three is the Shiluach sending it off to its fate, to Chiyosei Letzuk. Says Rashi, of these three, the only one that's Ma'akib is the Hagrola. And the Hagrola we've done already. The other two, the Vidui is not Ma'akib, and the Shiluach is not Ma'akib. I know it sounds strange, because isn't that the primary purpose of the Sar Mishtalech, to do the Shiluach? Says Rashi, no, it's not Ma'akib. If you didn't send it off, as long as you designated it for the Sar Mishtalech, you're a Yoitzah. For a Yoitzah, so then the mitzvah has already been accomplished. If the mitzvah is accomplished, why do you have to go and pour out the dam? Just keep on pouring, keep on doing the spritzing of the dam. Let's look at the Rashi. Sounds a little bit novel. But if you look at Rashi, the second of the middle wide lines down below, Elamaisa Mishtalech, Loma Loi Tashlumin, why do I have to do a new Hagrola with a brand new animal? Shatamaskiko Loi Lohobishnaim Ula Hagra, Vilish Mechdamarishon. Whoever's mitzvah say, I already accomplished what I set out to do. The Surah Mishtalech, Kol Dover HaMa'akiv Boy, the only thing which is Ma'akiv, the Surah Mishtalech, Einoi Ela HaGrola Bilvad, only that Grola. Likvoya Goyro Shol Shem Al Shaloi, to go and be established as a result of the goyel, the name of the mishtaleach on that animal. This is Rabbi Yehuda that's speaking, right? So Rabbi Yehuda Lishitosa, he says, lo yisvad, if he didn't do vidui on the Sar Mishtalech, it's kosher, it's not ma'akev. The koshkin mishiluach is not ma'akev. The loy ma'akev, the divya koil. The chiksiv, chuka advorim sha'akoyin uise bebig de lovon, loy advorim hanasam ayidei ishiti. Even by the Kohen Gadol who oys a big day love, and now we have the machloik between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chemnia as to whether it's Dafka Efnim or even Bachutz, but that's the Kohen Gadol big day love, and here we're talking about the Ish Iti. It's not Ma'akiv at all. So if it's not Ma'akiv at all, as long as we have selected the Sor HaMishtalech Al Yidei HaGrala, L'chor I'm done, and therefore even the Mishtalech died, okay, Zay, sayonara, Zay is into Sor HaMishtalech, you're dead. But nothing. There's no equal, no consequence, no legal consequences, and therefore just continue on doing the zrikos and hazoyis hadam lefnai v'lefnim v'lefnim and on the mizbeach. Amid v'rabbiyanai omakro. No, there is one more thing which is ma'akev. What is that ma'akev? It says about the sor mishaleach yomed chai lefnai Hashem lechaper olov. If you look at number one, Teira Ora Shalim, Vasir Asher Ola Ola Vagoyer LaAzazel Yomar Chai Lefnei Hashem Lechaper Olav. Now, what does that mean? Lefnei Hashem Lechaper Olav. Darshin the Gemara and Masa Yehizokuk Liyo Ischai. How long does the Soir LaAzazel have to remain alive? Is there a time period? And the answer is yes. Achas Ma'andomim Shel Chaveray. It has to remain alive until that final spritz, number 47 or 48 of the par and the soyer inside the fnai v'lefnim and in front of the paroiches and on the mizbeach and the shvicha shirayim. When all of that is done, then the sor mishtaleach can go goodbye and can expire and can die. But until that moment, it's got to stay alive. Yom Merchai lefnei Hashem. And the way the Gemara is understanding the words lechaper olav is not that the soir hamishtalech affects the kapara, which of course is the poshuk shat, but rather Yom Merchai lefnei Hashem, you know how long until the chaper olav, until the kapara of the dam of the soir Hashem has been completed. When that has been completed, sorry, Mishtalech, you've done your job. You no longer have to stand there chai. If you want to go and pass out, gizim tahait, do it as quickly as possible. And so therefore, says the Gemara, since at this point the dam is still bakois, and therefore you have not finished the matan dam, the Mishtalech has to go to Misa because it has not accomplished.
It's failed.
Oh, loy is abed mitzvah say. The Gemara asks Mesa Mishtalech, Am I Yishuv Chadam Ispabilei Mitzvah? So the answer is no. Lo Yisab Mitzvah say. Since it died prematurely before all the dam was sprinkled in front of all the various places, so therefore the Yisab Mitzvah say wasn't Yom Chai, and you got to start again from square one. You have to do a brand new Hagrolah. Good. Shokti, we're now starting off a bit of a new sugya. It's related to us, but the Gemara is going to ask a seder Rabbi Yehuda on Rabbi Yehuda, not from our Mishnah, but from Mishnayis that talk about similar in Yonah. Zokti Martanan, we learned back in Mesech Tishkolim, not too long ago. Bnei Yoir Shisholcheh Shikleyen, Agam Tishtot, the whole city of Kishkin Halash, all got together, all 12 people, and they all sent their Shkolim through, maybe only 11, it was a small shekel. Anyway, so all of them got together, they sent their Shkolim through a Shliach. And that Shliach was proudly taking all the Shkolim up to Yerushalayim, and unfortunately, v'nignevu, there was a Geneva. Can you imagine, there were Genovim already at that time? Oish Avdu, unfortunately, he lost them. And we're not talking about V'derech Pshia, it was lost in a terrible accident, not of his making. Okay, so now what happens now? In Nitruma Truma, if the Truma has already been given in the Beis HaMikdash, now what does it mean that the Truma is already given? See, we already spoke about this a couple of days ago, and we spoke about this at length in Mesech Tishkolim, that three times, well, start again, back in Chodesh Adar, then Mashmiyam Aleshkolim, everybody has to bring the Shkolim to the Beis HaMikdash. And everybody brought their Shkolim. But of course, some people live a little bit closer, and some people live a little bit further away. When the monies arrived in Yerushalayim, in the Beis HaMikdash, they put them in a special lishka. And that lishka was basically closed and sealed shut the whole year, except that three times during the year they opened it up to remove funds for filling up three boxes each time. This was Beprois HaPesach, Beprois HaAtzeres, and Beprois HaChag. 2 weeks before Pesach, 2 weeks before Shavuos, 2 weeks before Chag, before Sukkot. In those 2 weeks, what did they do? They opened up the lock of the Lishka. They took three big boxes, each one with the volume and capacity of three saw each. They filled up those boxes. They wrote in the boxes Aleph, Beis, Gimel, like we had in the Gemara yesterday. And then they sealed the Lishka once again. When they filled up the boxes, the Gizborim that were in charge had in mind for all of the people that already gave their Shkogim, and therefore, although the monies inside the boxes was only a small percentage of all the monies in the Lishka, lots of Madeus, lots of Machtes HaShekel were left behind, but that's fine. Everyone in Klal Yisrael that contributed towards the Machtes HaShekel was included, because they in fact made a statement that we're taking all these funds behind on behalf of everybody that has donated the monies here in the Lishka, including those monies which are still in transit, which have not arrived as yet. We, the Gizborim, have in mind for even those funds which are in transit. Now, they didn't know that all of the Machtes HaShekels from Kushkin Halash had been stolen or had been lost. They assumed that they were still en route, and therefore those funds were included. See, in Nichama Truma, if the Truma has already been given, and the Gizborim have already had in mind for the Kishkin Holish Machtes HaShekels, now that they have unfortunately been lost or stolen, Nishbon the Gizborim. The Shliach comes now to the Gizborim, and he says, Rabbeisa, I got to tell you, unfortunately they were stolen or they were lost. Fine. We're going to go in front of the Talmud Chacham, we're going to go in front of Beis Din, and we're going to have a short din Torah, and this is a Shomer Chinam who didn't get paid, explains Rashi, and since he didn't get paid, therefore he's only Chai B'Pshia, he makes a Shmur that I was not Poishaya, and it was a Gneva Vaveda situation. No, a Shomer Chinam is part of a Gneva Vaveda. He makes a Shmur the Gizbarim, and he's off the hook, as well as the Bnei Yair will also be off the hook, because the Gizborim had them in mind when they were toying them the Trumas HaLishka. However, the Imlav, what happens if at the time of the Nitrima Truma they knew already Rashi learns Imlav, five lines from the bottom. Shloi Nitrima HaTruma Eina Hefzad LeHegdish El Shobal. In other words, the Truma has not taken place yet, and unfortunately we've found out about the Aveda or the Gneva. So the Gizborim say, those monies have nothing to do with us, they haven't reached us yet. We weren't toidim the Truma yet, so we didn't have those guys in mind. So therefore, who are now the Bali Dinim? Who are the people that have incurred the loss or have a claim? They're the ones that are the adversaries. Whenever you have a din Torah, you have to have two parties. You have to have a plaintiff and that defendant. So the Gemara is telling us that until now the plaintiff was the Gizborim. Here the plaintiff is going to be the Bnei Yair, because the Bnei Yair are the ones that are on the hook to give the funds. The people that do the Truma, meaning the Gizborim, did not have them in mind yet, because we didn't have Nitruma Truma. So they're going to be Nishbul Bnei Yair, and they're going to be off the hook because it was a Gnev Aveda. And the Bnei Yair are going to have to go and come up with a second Machtes HaShekel. What can you do? They were stolen or lost. They have to shtotzu a brand new Machtes HaShekel. And that's what they did. They did, according to the halacha, they sent in their Machtes HaShekel. And guess what happened? After they were mafresh and sent in their Machtes HaShekel, Nimtzu, we found it, Baruch Hashem, there was an Aveda, but Baruch Hashem is a Metziah. This is really a Chiddush. The Ganavim did tshuva, and they gave the money back.
alluded to tshuva. They mentioned
meshuva exactly. Meshuva zela shegaza. So what happens now? Says the Tanakhama, elu vi elu shkolim heim. Both the new shkolim which they gave are shkolim, as well as the old shkolim which were now found or returned are shkolim. And unfortunately for the Bnei Ya'ir, for the people of Kishkin Halash,
no credit.
They oilin lehem lishon haba. They get no credit for the next year. Next year is a brand new year. They're going to have to give it again. And presumably, Kadosh Baruch Hu will mashlim their chasaron and will give them back their monies that they so willingly gave twice.
They're not giving a
matzah shekel,
they're giving a full
shekel. You're going to give me two
matzah shekels. Yes. Isn't that a problem because they dilute the ownership of the other shekelim by giving twice? And so, yamitz, right?
Yeah.
Right. Everyone, I mean, here in this camp, we learned this in shekel already, and it just comes time. Here mm-hmm. you have people who have donated more than their fair share. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not equitable. It dilutes the other people. They have a larger ownership of all the korbanos tzibur.
Let's get back to that in a moment. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Oilu lehem lishon haba. Rabbi Yehuda says, and in fact, you can use it as a credit for the next year. What's the reason why you can use a credit? My time, Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rava, Sober Rabbi Yehuda, Choyvish lishon hazu, Kreivos lishon haba. That even though monies were given this year for this year's korbanos, you can use the monies from this year's kabbanis for next year's kabbanis. We'll see more about that from Yudan Ahmed Beis when you get back to Barry's question as well as on the Ahmed Beis.
So you're all the Olam Haba, and he holds all the Shana.
Okay, very good. So according to Yehuda, and we're going to ask a steerer of Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can use the shkolim from last year for next year. Okay. Hey, Svea Bai. Parvus Hashem Yikipurim She'ovdu V'hifish Achirim Tachteim. You have the Parvus Soir of Yom Kippur, and you are mafresh it, and guess what happened? Ovdu, they machta pleita, they ran away. You brought brand new ones. And the same thing applied v'chein tz'iri avoyda zara, that throughout the year, if Chas Hashem people sinned based on a faulty psak of the Vezna Godel, and the Wamafish, they saw if avoyda zara. And again, she'obdu, that was lost. And now the Wamafish, a brand new par v'sor shul yom kippurim, or a brand new tz'ir avoyda zara. What do you do now with and it's talking about not only she'obdu, the hifresh achirim, but also hifresh, and we will makrav the new ones. We will makrav the new ones, and after we makrav the new ones, we found the old guys. The parvis soir returned to their nests, or to their bullpens, or in the case of the soir, to its coat pen, and the soir avodah zarah also returned. What do we do with those old guys that now return back on the scene? Dr. Yomara Kulon Yamus Dibra Bihuda. I have no need for them, I have no use for them. They all go to Misa. Reb Lozer Reb Shimon Oimrim Yiruach Yistavu V'Yimachra V'Yiplu. Why Demeyem L'Nedavish Ein Chatsiba Mesa? Chatsiba doesn't go to Misa. So even though this is a classic case of L'Choyra that the Niskapru Baleo V'Acher, nevertheless it is a Chatsiba and Chatsiba Mesa. But now what's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha is Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that you can use the shkolim from one year to the next. So why can't you use the parvis soir of this year to the next year? After all, what was the lashon haGemara? By time Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rava, because some Rabbi Yehuda choyvoy shoshana zu, krayvoy shoshana haba. Okay, so therefore the par v'sar which were choyvoy shoshana zu, which were lost, just like the matbeis were lost. But Baruch Hashem, we found them. Shoy, why can't you go and bring them next Yom Kippur? That's the Gemara's kasha. The kasha on the surface is not an easy kasha to understand, because until now we were talking about the madeyos, meaning the money of the machzah shekel. For that matter, we could theoretically have also been talking about korbanos oila that were a choy v'shoshana zu, and I didn't use it. For instance, at the end of the year, you always have left over a few of the oilas tamids in the lishkas hatloyim, and what do you do with those? So back in Masechta Shkolim, we had an elaborate way of being machal them and using the money, and then buying brand new ones, or even buying back the old ones.
Launder them.
In a sense. With the workers, by giving the workers, giving their wages. Exactly right. Here, however, according to Rabbi Yehuda says, you don't even have to do that. Anything that's left over from year one, just use in year two. But the case of this that Abai is asking about the Parvus Rosh Hashanah Kippurim, here we're talking about a Karim with Chatos. Chatos, we know that they're the Chomish Chatois Mesis. And one of the Chomish Chatois Mesis is Shinuskapa Balea Be'achet. So the Chayra, what's Akasha? We're asking apples and oranges. You're asking Akasha from Karbonois generally, as well as money, to a case of the Chatois Mesis. And if you hold the Chomish Chatois Mesis, then it should go to Misa. And that's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. And that's what Rabbi Yehuda holds in our Mishnah. That Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama says go l'raya, and he holds Balachayim Nidochem. So the Chayyim, it's what the Gemara's Kasha is a Shvera Kasha. So in fact, all the Rishonim ask this Kasha, and the Ritva and Tresh Rishonim and others give a very interesting text. They say, when do you say that Chatos Shneskapa Balea B'Acher is Mesa? Is Davka when it was for a Chet? The Tosafot Shon uses the expression a chet mevurar. Mevurar means that you know clear cut what the chet was. So a private individual who did a chet, for instance, and he ate chalev, and he was mafresh a korban, a kizba se'ira, because of that chalev that he ate, and the kizba se'ira made up later, and therefore he brought a brand new kizba se'ira, and then the old one came back on the scene. So what are you going to say? Let's leave it over because maybe he's going to eat another piece of chalev tomorrow or next year. Hopefully he'll never eat another piece of chalev. So you're going to tell me maybe he's going to do another chet sheyesh bekaris. You can't switch it around. Once it's a carbon for chalev, you can't use it for dam and you can't use it for Shabbos. You got to use it for the same genre, for the same type of chet. And since the assumption is that hopefully he's not going to do another chet of that chalev or another chet of that dam, so there's no need for that soir or the kizbo seira, that's the chomish chatois meisais. Don't just let it hang around and let it go l'raya. It goes l'misa. Masha Enke, when you're talking about this harvest, Sor Shem Kippurim, this covers not any chet mavur, it talks about chatoim generally. Sor Mishleches Kol Shar Averos. Yes, it's taka true. Both of a harvest Sawyer, they go for Tumas Mikshish Kadosho, but it's not just for Yanko, but just for Beryl. It's in the case of the par for all the Kehanim, and the case of the Sawyer for Gans Klal Yisrael. So even though any particular individual may not perhaps have sinned by Tumas Mikdash Kedoshah, but among the masses of Klal Yisrael and the masses of Kahanim, presumably there's at least one or two that sinned b'shogeg. There was a Yediyah b'tchilah, there was no Yediyah b'sof, so there was no birur as to any particular individual. So this par b'sor, which I didn't use this year, if you hold that choyvish l'shana zu, karevis l'shana ba, then you should be able to use this par b'sor of this year, she'ovdu, use it for next year. And that's Gemara's Kasha, Stira Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda, why by the Machzah Shekel can you use it, why by the Parvisor can you not use it?
Is there any age limit on these Chatos?
That's a very, very good question, and that's what Gemara is going to deal with at the end of the Amid Beis. Mitchell, we're going to get to it.
Yes.
Rolled over.
You're 100% right. So what you're really saying is that the Gemara could have asked the Sira from our Mishnah. In fact, the Mefarshim asked, why do we have to bring a Mishnah Masechta Shkolim? And then ask it on this other Mishnah Braisa that Abaya brings, the Parvus Rosh Hashanah Kippurim. Why don't we bring from our Mishnah itself? According to Yehuda, it's Nidcha. But remember, Baal Chaim are Nidochim, and the Shkolim are not Nidochim. And now, since the Gemara used the expression that choyvos of Shana Zu can be used for Shana Ba, even though the focus is on the monies, however, the same thing would apply also to Karbonos from one year to the next, and that's why you can use the Tomichel Shach, which was left over at the end of Chodesh Adar, you can use it into Chodesh Nissen, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So why can't you use the Parvisar from one year to the next? Just like by the Tzmidim, I see that it's not Nidcha, so why by the Parvisar is it Nidcha? What is telling us is that you want to go and bring your parvisoir of the first year, you want to bring it into the next year, it's got to be brought from the Kruma Chadosh. How did you buy the parvisoir in this year? You brought it from Trumas Halishka funds. That was Trumas Halishka funds from this year. So you can't go and use them next year, because for next year you have to be Chadesh Mahavila, you have to bring monies from the Truma Chadasha. That works for the soil. But Parma Yikalamegma, who pays for the par?
The Kohen got himself.
The Kohen got himself from his own funds. He doesn't pay it from Truma Yishana, Truma Chadosh. He pays it from his own pocket. He paid for it. Use this power next year. Why does he have to pay again? Mayikalameima. Says Imar, you have a very good point. Alsa Soir, it has to be brought from the Truma Chadosh, and since this soil was from last year's batch, I can't use it next year. So therefore, disqualified. No rollover, he can't use it, because it's got to be a Truma Chadosh. But the par, you have a good point. So the reason why by the par you have to go lemisa is gezeira par otu soyer. If you're going to allow them to use the par which was lost and now which was found, and say you can use it next year for the second time, or really for the first time, you can use that par, they'll say that the same thing in a case when a soyer was lost and we found it, we can go and use it next year, not a problem. Oh, because of that gezeira, it goes lemisa. Frey tomorrow. Pshem gezeira yemusu. Isn't that a pretty drastic sentence on this par? I can understand, don't use the par, because if you use the par from last year, people are going to go and say you can use this soil from last year, and that you can't do it. It's got to be chadesh v'havei mitruma chadosha. But I don't understand. Just don't use it. You don't have to kill the par or let it go to misa b'kipa. So what are you going to do with the par? Let it graze until it finally gets a mum, let it go l'raya, and use the funds to go and buy a brand new carbon. Use it for the kites and mizbeach. So Frek Timara, why would I have this drastic lemisa? Frek Timara, Michael Meimar, Yishuv Gzeir Yibusu. Why noch a kash? Hod Reb Tavi Omer B'Yoshia Gufa Mitzvahi. That we just brought. What was the reason why we said you cannot use the par v'soir from last year? Because the gabi v'soir, Tavi Omer B'Yoshia said, you always have to chadesh v'hova v'kor mitruma chadosh, you have to bring from the new truma chadosh, from the new monies. Aha. What happens if b'dieved you didn't bring it from the new monies? You brought it from the previous year. Oid hodrib tavi om Rabbi Yosha gufa mitzvahi. It's al lechetchila dika mitzvah, but it's not ma'akev. Dom Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel karbonis tibra aboim bi echad ben Nisan mitzvah lahavi mena chodesh chadesh v'havi lemitru mechadosh. Dim hevi mena Yosha. What happens if b'dieved you did use a chodesh ador dika carbon, something already from the previous year, from the previous truma yishana, b'dieved yotzer? So elishachisa mitzvah, but you lost out on this mitzvah of the chadesh. It's okay. If it's v'dieved is okay, because of a gzeira, I'll say that the par should be killed, it goes lamisa. That sounds very, very drastic. Because worse comes to worse, had we brought the par v'soir this year, not from the Truma Chadosha, it would work. So why does it have to go lamisa? Says Gemara, you're right. Forget about that pshat. I have a brand new pshat. Elom Rebzei. And the Gemara is going to have now two or three or four different pshatim each time. What the Gemara is going to say, it's a gzeira, and each time the Gemara is going to say, because a gzeira yemusu, and therefore Ella, we have a new pshat, and now we have the new pshat Ella Omer Gzeira. You know the reason why I cannot use the par v'soir from last year for this year, because the goyrul is not koyvea from one year to the next. Each time that you want to go and bring with par v'soir, the hagrola is ma'akev. I made a hagrola last year. that hagrola expired Motzi Yom Kippur. That doesn't work for next Yom Kippur. So therefore, I can't bring last year's parvisar because hagrola doesn't work anymore. It's no longer effective.
The sire is good, but the par is...
That's more kashin another life. Victim of a nice vinagril. Why don't we go and bring the parvisar of last year and make a new hagrola now? You told me the old hagrola is no longer effective. Fine. The par, as Barry just pointed out, we don't need a new hagrola. But as far as that soir lashem or lazozel that got lost, go and bring a second soir, which is doy maloy, which is shove in money and in mara and in koima, and make a new set and make a brand new hagrola. So tomorrow, gezeira shemayoyimru hagoyrul kaveya mishan lechaveta. Chamoyra, that people won't know that they made a brand new hagrola, and they're going to say, that's Sir Lashem, that's just from last year. It was grandfathered in, and we didn't have to make a new hagrola. And therefore, people are going to make that mistake. That's why we won't allow for bringing the parvisor in the next year. Sorry. Sir, I can understand that people make the mistake and they'll think that the old agrola is kaveh for this year. A sir requires agrola. By par, there is no din of agrola b'chlal, like Barry asked. And that being the case, I don't understand what your question is. The par, there's no din of agrola. So use last year's par for this year. So tomorrow, gzei the par of the sir. If they use the par, people say, you're able to go and grandfather last year's par for this year, then probably you can use last year's soir for this year, and you don't have to make a new hagrola, because you already made hagrola last year. People are going to make a big boo-boo, a big mistake. Just because of this gzeira, we're going to say to the par, we're going to go and let the par go to Misa. The par is umshuldig. The par is totally innocent. It's only because gzeira that they're going to say by the soir. So you know what? Don't use the par this year. So people shouldn't say that you can use a soir shaloi bagrola. Don't use the par. So what should you do with the par? Let it go l'raya. Let it be yirashi yistai. It'll get a mum. You'll be poyed and use the money for kaitz and mizbech. So why does it go to Misa? Zoktimar, you know you're right. Forget about that pshat. New pshat. Amru Rabbanan kam d'abayi gzeinu mishumchat shemeisu ba'al leah. Problem is, it's a gzeinu mishumchat shemeisu ba'al leah. What is chat shemeisu ba'al leah? Because one of these two kabanis, which is the par is brought by the Kohen Gadol between last year Yom Kippur and this year Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol might pass away. And if he's going to go and pass away, then we're going to go and bring the par. You can't bring that par. It's a chadish amazim allah. They never, if the Kohen Gadol passed away. So that's why we're not going to allow for bringing the par from one year to the next. Don't use last year's par for this year on Yom Kippur, because maybe the Kohen Gadol passed away in the interim. That's how Rashi learned. Toysis is very upset about that pshat. Toysis says, the boy said, look who's the Kohen Gadol. Is it last year's Kohen Gadol? Then you know he's alive. If the Kohen Gadol passed away, there's a new Kohen Gadol. Doesn't everybody know where the Kohen Gadol passed away? I have a gezeira. Don't use last year's par, because maybe the Kohen Gadol passed away.
The new Kohen Gadol is not necessarily a Yoresh, unless he's the son of the old Kohen Gadol anyway. So it's going to be his family property. It's his funds, his par, it's his property, his upkeep.
Okay. So the point of the Gemara is, if you look at the Rashi, about 12 lines on the top, Shemchat Shemeis Balel, Shemeyomus HaKohen, meaning the Kohen Gadol, Mishonazu. And because of that, don't allow for keeping the par in mothballs for the next year that you're going to go and use it for next, because maybe the Kohen Gadol passed away. Toysis says, I don't understand. Look at the Toysis down below, not the final Toysis, the three line Toysis. Toysis disagrees. And he says, Dilma Mayis Echad Mina Kohanim. Not the Kohen Gadol, but rather one of the Kohanim that is having the benefit of this par of the Kohen Gadol of Yom Kippur. Because we've already established before that the second Vidui is not only for the Kohen Gadol and his Bnei Bayis, but for Am Kedishecha, all of the Kohanim Am Kedishecha, all the Kohanim together. Now, Philim Tintzoloi, oh, remember that Gemara that said, how did the Kohanim get a kapar? Was it Mikufya or was it Mikviusa? Mikufya means just from floating on top. In other words, they went along for the ride, as opposed to being really the owners of that cart. The film Timtoy Mikufia Mechapri Roy Ligzer Bepar Kishemais Echad Min HaKahanim. If any one of the Kahanim passed away, Mishum Chatish Meis Bala. That would make sense to make such a gzera, even if it's not a classic Chatish Meis Bala, but also a case where real Balaam passed away. Abu Mashi Pirushashi Dilma Mayis Koyin Godel Lein Hirali says Toys. That doesn't make sense. Dizet Dabar Anir Leinayim. The Epshalamet Olaf, you can easily figure out Imayas Eloi. Look around, ask people, look in the papers, look at your emails, find out what's going on. You'll find out if he died or not. Amishum Chad Mikola Kehanim Ikol Mechashape. There you do have to be noivis. The Efshal Leida Shaper Imayas Chad Minay Eloi. After all, there are thousands, tens of thousands of Kehanim all over. They're all getting the benefit of this carbon. Every single one of the Kehanim, are they still alive? Did anyone pass away? Maybe in a far, far off shtetl somewhere, one of the Kahanim passed away. I don't even know about it. So that's difficult. Therefore says Rashi, therefore says Toysis, when it says Gzeir Mishim Chashim Mishbala, means one of the Kahanim that's getting the benefit of the Kapara. We don't mean the Kohen Gadol, but once again we have Machloikis between Rashi and Toysis.
It happened, he just died very different.
And therefore?
No one knows yet. Mm-hmm. That's
what you think. Okay, so
news didn't spread yet.
Okay, good. So that will be according to Rashi. So getting back to our Gemara, Hotenach Par. Okay, so look, Gemara. So that Svara of Gzeir Mishim Chatish Meis Balea, that applies very nicely to the Par of a Soyer Ma'ikal Meima. After all, the Soyer is the Soyer of the Tzibur, and ain't Tzibur Meis. And therefore, according to, if the whole reason why we're saying the parvisor of last year, you cannot use this year because the chatshim is well out. That's only a svar the gabi par, doesn't apply to the sor. Says Yimara, gzeir sor otupar. Until now it was always gzeir par otusor. Gzeir sor otupar. That if you're going to allow for the bringing of the sor this year, they'll say you can use the par from last year, and that par might be disqualified because chatshim is well out. Okay, I understand you make a gzeira. Don't use that soil because maybe you'll confuse it with a par. Fine. But it goes with Nisa, let it call it Ayah.
But the soil is for all Klal Yisrael. If we're worried one of the Kohanim, according to Tosfos, we're learning it. If we're worried one of the Kohanim was nifter in the passing year.
Very good.
It's certainly Allah Tzavakama. I mean, there's Levias all around Klal Yisrael.
Very good.
So it's the same chash, you're saying.
So the answer to that question. So the answer to your question is you remember the Gemara said before, Rava said that there's a difference between the par that's brought and the sor that's brought. That the par is a korban hashutfim, it's not a korban hatzibur. The gabi korban hatzibur we've had back in Masechtas Vochim and other places that ain't tzibur mesa. Even if chas v'sholem many yidden pass away, but the tzibur as an entity always remains. There's always a tzibur in Klal Yisrael. Masha'en came the gabi, the case of the shutfim, you could have one of the shutfim passing away. And therefore, the gabi, the par, one of the kind of passes away, one of the balam passed away. Or at least the gzeira, that one of the balam passed away. The gabi, a tzibur, there is no such gzeira, because he tzibur makes it. So getting back to our Gemara now, El I have a brand new teretz. El gzeira mishim chatish of reshnasa. This is the shot that you were saying, Barry, before. I think Brother Shai was also itching to say that shot. That why are we talking about the Alexander's metalis? What about, is there a time limitation within which you have to bring your par and your soil? In other words, how old do they have to be? Is there a time requirement vis-a-vis those two animals? And therefore, says the Gemara, I'm afraid that next year it's already going to be beyond their original year. It's of Rosh Hashanah, and because of that, that's why they're disqualified and don't allow them to be brought the next year. Frank Gemara, Gezerahi. If there in fact is such a time requirement, by definition, it's going to be 1 year later. If it's 1 year later, if there is such a rule that the soil and the par have to be dafka within a certain time limitation, 1 year later, for sure it's going to be obrishanasa because it's 1 year longer. So what's the gzeira? I have now a very good reason why Lamisa. The reason why they go Lamisa is because they're very, they've aged out. It's very too late.
Expiring assets.
The expiring assets. Expiration date. Good. Tomorrow, holy kasha, those are nishgeferlich. Why is nishgeferlich? Kirebi, the sanya, shana tmima, moine sholish meyers, vishishim, chamish, yom, kiminyan, yomaisa, chama, debi rebi. I see what the Gemara is up to. There's a question of, is the din of Rosh Hashanah, does that depend on the solar year, or does that depend on the lunar year? But before we continue, what is this machloikis Rebbe and the Chacham that we're going to learn now? We're learning legabi the din of a person who sold a house in Orei Choyma. A person lived in Eretz Yisrael, and he sold this house in a city which had a wall around it. And the halacha by Bati Orei Choyma is that the mocher, the person who sold it, has a right of redemption for 1 year, and 1 year only. And if 1 year passes and he did not redeem it, then it belongs to the kona, to the legech, la tzmises, la koina oisa le deroisa, la yeitze ba yoivel. So you have a shana tmima, 1 full year, that you can go and be poda, you can be machal, you can go and buy it back. But if you didn't buy it back in 1 year, you lost it. The question is, what's the definition of a Shana Tamim? So Rebbe says Shana Tamim means 365 days a year, like the solar year. The Chum say, no, it's just like the lunar year. If you, for instance, sold in Rosh Chodesh Kislev, next year Rosh Chodesh Kislev, it's 12 months is over, a year is over, and you lost it. The Ibn Sabra, however, if there happens to be this occasional Ibiyur, like next year, Mir Hashem is going to be the Ibiyur, the Sabra the Moichah, then the Moichah gets, in fact, a freebie. Instead of having 12 months of redemption, he has 13 months of remittance. Okay, very, very nice. But what does it have to do with our case? Sigmara says, that's Talocha Legabi Unzre Soir. The Soir, Rashi explains, is talking about a korban that was born 8 days before Yom Kippur. Why does it have to be born 8 days before Yom Kippur? But it's not only enough that it was brought after 8 days or 8 days and later, and you also have to be makdishit from the 8th day and later. So it says Rashi, we took this Sawyer, we were makdishit be'erev Yom Kippur, that it's going to be brought the next day, metahagrola. That day it had to be 8 days old. Fine, so therefore on Yom Kippur itself it's going to be 9 days old. Your typical Jewish year is 354, 355 days. Let's maximize it, say 355. You add 355 to 9. How much does that get you? 364. Since the solar year is 365, I still have 1 day to go, and this animal is not of Rosh Hashanah. Come on, you, give me a break. How often are you going to bring a sawyer which is going to be at exactly 8 days, 9 days old, be 364? Most of the time, the sawyer is going to be at least 10 days old, or a month old, or 3 months old, or 6 months old. Does the gzeira mishemchata she'av Rosh Hashanah? Then in this case, you're talking right. The next year is still within the 1 year, according to Rabbi. But nevertheless, other seirim won't be. Gzeira mishem this. Let's look at the top. Rashi.
Devarish Loshtiach. It's such a remote thing, though. They're making gzeira on Devarish Loshtiach.
I'm surprised that you asked this question now. I would think every one of the cases in the Gemara, each case is a Devarish Loshtiach.
This one's so black on white. It's not, you can't, you know.
What was the case of the Gemara initially? That the you're going to have that the sword, the part of the sword will lost, and then you're going to go and bring the last year's part of the sword. So the first pshat in the Gemara was that there's a din, you have to go and bring me Truma Chadasha. And if that's Truma Chadasha, you can't go and use the sword. Okay, fine, that's the sword. Par Maikam, Maimik Zera Par Otisar. If I'm going to go and bring the par, then people are going to go and say, oh, so I can go and use the sword from last year. Yeah, but the sword was brought from the old Truma, not from the new Truma. How often does this happen that the par of the sword run away and then we find them afterwards and we're going to go bring next
every year? Chance they could. Okay.
This is in the base of Midas.
I know. The Levium guarding it, but from the inside and from the outside.
And then they found it later on. Okay, fine. And then all the other cases.
This is a Metzias.
This is so.
So let's go back to the case of the goyro. Then Elomer Bzeira Fishan a goyro kaveh mishon lechaverta. Okay, so let's do a new hagrala. We could do a new hagrala. That's going to work very, very nicely. However, that's only going to help for the sort. It's not going to help for the par. But the par doesn't need a new hagrala. A par or the sort. That if I'm going to use the par, people are going to say, you know what? If the sort is ever found after it ran away the first time, then you don't need to make a new hagrala. Just like by the par, you don't make a hagrala. Then I'm going to say that you don't have to make a hagrala by the sort. I mean, how often is it going to happen that you have to make such a gezeira? And then the Gemara came with the next gezeira of the gezeira mishum chatash mesu baler. How often is this going to happen? Especially according to Rashi, the Kohen Gadol is going to die in the middle of the year, and we won't even know about it. Or like Mendi says, it's going to happen at Erev Yom Kippur. Pink Benny passes away, and therefore nobody's going to know about the fact that the Kohen Gadol passed away. And that's why you have to be goyzer chatash mesu baler. That's why I can't use the part from last year. So why can't they use the sor from last year? A sor or two par. You have to worry about this type of situation. So all of these gezeiros lechayra are a little bit remote, but nevertheless, I think Gemara holds that we have this gezeir. So Zokti Gemara, Nochemuls. Did we finish off the Rashi? It was 364 instead of 365, and that's my gezeir. Zokti Gemara, that's all. That's all good. Hatenach sor par ma'ikel meim. Avosim esong legabi the par. So what is the Gemara implicitly saying regarding the par? That the par you could continue using, and there is no din of Rishonasa. And therefore, if you don't use the par within its third year, my par is up to 3 years, so once you can still use it. But if you're going to go and still use it, then people are going to say you can still use the soil beyond its date. And that's why Gzeira par ot soil. But the Rabbi said that's not true. Talocha by par is just like soil. That if the par was over Shinosa when it went beyond its 3 years, it also becomes disqualified. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Take a sor, par ma'ikel meim. It's not my kasha. This is the toises here on the bottom, the last toises, samachay omid beis. Taimuli, my parach. Haba par na'ami the dino hu liois ben sholoi shonam v'sulai. It's also got to be up to or within its third year, but not beyond that. Because he over Shinosa, he's apostle, it's like apostle. V'sulai chazla krava. How do you know? Kirinan, because you have the Mishnah Masechtas Parah, even though Masechtas Parah is talking about the Parah Aduma, but the outset it also talks about the Parai, the Par of Yom Kippur. The Rabbi Yosef Lili Oimer Parim Bnei Shtayim Vchom Oimer Af Bnei Sholosh. That's what we're talking about, the Bnei Sholosh. Meir Oimer Af Bnei Arba Vchomish Hashem Beviim Tzkenim Neakovay. And with the Rabbanim Tvei Misholosh Loi, it's got to be up to 3 years. So what's Gemara is asking? Just like by the Sarin, I have Gzeira of Rishonasa. By Paro also have of Rishonasa, the same Gzeira. The Yishloim and Hida Pazlak Rava, they have it on the Meimer Yemusu. The Shemalei Gemiri Hilcha said, the Chatish of Rishonasa, and the Chatish Yikizba, Oy Seira, Oy Sawyer, Tabin Eishana. But maybe not Legabe the Par. And therefore, Einach and Ami, even though the Par is taka expired, it's now aged out. But who says it goes lemisa? It should go l'raya. Aye, we always say that obishnos is the din of lemisa. Where we say that by the halacha l'mayish v'sina, which is referring to
one year.
Exactly. Well, Nachanami. But the Gemara is learning that this is referring to your typical standard carbon chatas, which is a kizba or a seira or a yom toyu mitzasoyer. But the par yom kippurim, this is such an unusual thing, and therefore there is no din of lemisa. There's no din of lemisa. Frankly, more why is it going to why yom musu? Every more gzeira par otasar. I'm sure gzeira yom musu yomus the oid. Chatish over Shinosa l'raya azla. Chatish over Shinosa according to Reish Lakish is not one of the five that goes l'misa, it goes l'raya. It'll take another 1 minute, Brother Shai. The Omer Reish Lakish, Chatos, she over Shinosa, royin oisa ki'ila hi'ay medes v'beis ha'kvoreis v'roya. If you have a chatis which is beyond its time, you can no longer bring it for a carbon. You know what? It goes l'raya. What is this lashon imedes beis akvaris? It means koyin don't even think about using this for a carbon. It's as if it's a beis akvaris that I can't even enter into. The koyin can't get to it. V'raya. See, if the din of raya is avaita, why are you saying mishum gzeira yomusu? El amarov the final gzeira, gzeira mishum takola. The reason why we don't use the par, the sort of last year. For next year, because if we're going to leave it around, then people might use the par for charisha. People might use the soir for shchita or they'll use it for something else. The point is, because of Takola, said the Chachamim, a whole year you're going to leave it. It's not that you can bring it 3 days later, 5 days later. You got to wait for a year. During that year, people may forget, people won't realize, they're going to do problems with it. Therefore, as Takola, we say, Yom Husun.
What is Rishon's call this 5 Chachos Mesos?
Have a good day. That's the Gemara in Masechtas Brachim. Which one does he hold? Number 5?
Yeah.
Lakish holds we have to add another factor together with it. Chatish HaVishnos is not enough to go and do it. Lemisa, there has something else as well. And it became a Balmum Lamashal in between. Even if it's a Balmum Oiver, it goes Lemisa. So it's not just HaVishnos. That's the Gemara in Masechtas Brachim.
The Par is what's the time limitation for the Par?
Shalashana.
So there you have plenty of time.
Yes, so what happens if last year's was Sholishanim? Now next year it's going to be Arba. Right. So it's going to be too late. So you're going to say, but what happens if it was only 1.5 years old and now it's 2.5 years old? Gzeira, Otu, that's the Lashon Gemara. Gzeira, Otu, Chatish, Obishanos. Just like by the Sora. The Sora wasn't talking about that it was back in 9 days. You could have it 9 days, you're going to answer it because it might be 12 days. It might even be over Obishanos. Gzeira. Here too, the power was Taka Roy to be brought the next year. Gzeira, Otu, the case where it was too old.
I'm looking at the bottom of the olive we had.